Good evening. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef's Kalta Bitochin message, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Levi Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe. We'd like also that the discussion this evening should also be dedicated for Refuah Shleima to Yosef Chaim Ben Miriam, and Daniel ben Miriam Leah. Well, we live in a very, very trying world. It seems that every week as we get together to focus on the issues of Bitochin, more and more things have taken place to shake us, to concern us, to worry us, to challenge us, and to certainly alert us to an acute awareness to the need to develop a massive dose of bitochin, of trust and reliance in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the world in which we live is a very, very challenging place, and we're in a very, very challenging time, and every measure of bitochin that we can muster is certainly beneficial, greatly beneficial. Wanted to focus on an interesting twist in the Inyone Bitochin, which may or may not be directly relevant to us, but I think can be helpful. There's a medrash that explains, as we find in Chazal, why, specifically talking about Rivka, was last week's parsha, was an akora. Why the Mois went for so many years childless. And this particular medrash says that since Rivka was such a tzaddikus, and it applies, I'm sure, to the other Mois as well, there was a concern that maybe she would rely on her level of piety and rely on that as a merit with which to have children, and therefore she would not be mispalo, she would not pray as strongly and rely as strongly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because she has her own merit with which to on which to rely, and therefore Hashem made it that she was akora, she didn't have children for many years, so that she would not be able to rely on her own tzitzkis, on her own pious level of piety, because it's not working. And she would have to turn with more fervor, with more commitment, with more passion, with more bitochin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help. And this is what the Medrash explains, why the Mois, why Rivka in particular, had to be barren for so long a period of time. And there's something very interesting over here, because we've mentioned many times, and it's well known in the Inyonim of Bitochin, that every Ma'amin, everyone who believes in Hashem, knows Hashem's powers, knows Hashem's chesed, knows Hashem's kindness, knows Hashem's mercy, then really there's no reason why he doesn't have Bitochin, that Hashem will for sure help us. There's only one gap. There's only one possibility of knowing all of Hashem's qualities and his attributes and still not being sure that it'll help us because of what we say, Shema Goram Hachet. Maybe I sinned and maybe I don't deserve it. And because I'm potentially undeserving, I find it difficult to muster the strength to find the trust and reliance in Hashem, because I may not be deserving of those things upon which, or for which I'm relying on Him for. Here we find something else. Let's say I'm fully worthy. I'm completely worthy. I'm a tzaddik. And therefore, I would say, I'm worthy of everything I ask for. There's still a danger to the bitochin. The danger is, maybe I will, in a very fine line to be drawn between relying on my own personal merit and keeping the focus of reliance completely on Hashem, a fine line. While I'm relying on my merit, that Hashem should help me. Yeah, but the focus is more on the merit. I got it made. I'm a tzaddik. I have it made. Rather than, I, Hashem's chesed. I, Hashem's racham. That's what I'm counting on. The truth of the matter is that the Vilna Goyim, and we probably mentioned this way back, gives us actually a formula, an emotional formula, to develop greater bitachon. And I believe that especially in the trying times in which we find ourselves today, this formula is so relevant, so almost uniquely relevant. The Goyim says that what we say in Nishmas, Atenu Azarunu Rachamecho, Veloy Azavunu Chasodecho, Ve'al Tichenu Hashem Elokeinu LeNetzach. Until now, Azarunu was only that you helped us, was only your mercy. Veloy Azavunu, and that you didn't forsake us, was only your kindness, your chesed. Therefore, he says, Lochein Anachlu Betuchim, that's the Lashon of the Groin Mishlei. Therefore, we are confident, we are bitochen, that you won't forsake us now. Because if what you have didn't forsake us and what you have helped us until now was because we deserved it and not because of your chesed and rachamim, maybe today I no longer deserve it. But if it was all chesed and rachamim, that remains constant. Hashem is constantly marachim. Hashem is the marachim. Hashem is the kinein chasid. And therefore, I can rely that you'll do it now too. Now, this is not intellectually a formula because maybe I don't even deserve, I haven't even earned that much rachamim and chesed. But it seems it's an emotional formula. When I look at everything, when I look at 2,000 years of Jewish history, when I look at 2,000 or close to 2,000 years of Jewish persecution and exile after exile and annihilation after annihilation and the pain and the suffering of the Golus, which is beyond the scope of human comprehension. And I say that Klal Yisrael still survives. Tadeinu Azavunu, you helped us. Only Rachamecho. Avlo Azavunu, only Chasodecho. We didn't deserve. We the Golus existed because Klal Yisrael was undeserved. Yet Hashem in His infinite mercy and His infinite chesed has kept us alive, has sustained us with miracle after miracle. Ad Kedei, that Rabbi Yaakov Emden swore by his life that the miracles that have surrounded the survival of Klal Yisrael and the Torah throughout the close to 2,000 years of Golus are greater than the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, than the blatant miracles that we saw in Egypt and we saw on the sea. So this is something that gives us inspiration emotionally. When I see that until I didn't deserve, Klal Yisrael was not in the Golus in a deserving mode for the most part. And yet Hashem is chesed rachamim. It gives me the emotional strength to rely that Hashem's chesed and rachamim will in fact continue into the future. And this is so critical because most of us don't even feel that we have the merit to rely on. But I have to be very, very careful that I can't rely on my own merit, because if I rely on my own merit, first of all, I'm not relying on Hashem. I may not have the merit. I rely on the chesed Hashem and focus completely. Everything he did until now was chesed. Certainly he will continue. And this could be such a consolation in today's world because we see not just Klal Yisrael, but also the world on the brink of annihilation. And we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has preserved us, who has preserved us until this date, will continue to do so forever, evermore. Klal Yisrael is nitzchi, is eternal, and the eternity, the netzach Yisrael lo yishakir, and will continue to provide for us. But there's something else that this concept, I believe, can focus us on. We say every day in Shema Yisrael, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. And after that, we recite the word Hokel. So I'd like to focus on that for a moment. One might think that when we invoke Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov, to invoke the Zchus Avos, Avraham Avinu had such merit. And I came as Yitzchok, whose merit we survive every year, every Rosh Hashanah to this very day, thousands of years later. Yitzchok, also with the Akedah, and Yitzchok actually was the one who made it an Akedah. He told his father to tie him, to bind him, so he shouldn't flinch and possibly come. Yaakov Avinu, whose love of Hashem was so intense that at the thought of the threat of losing Binyamin after having lost Yosef, his concern was only Kael Shakai, that he was afraid that if that happens, it might interfere with his connection to Hashem, with his ruchnis, with his relationship with Hashem, with his avodas Hashem, with his service of Hashem. That was his only concern. These others, such schusim. Well, okay, so let's invoke the schus others. We say Hashem is Elokeinu, Elokeinu, we say Elokeinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We're now confident in Hashem's response to our request. We now have developed a greater sense of bitochon because we're less afraid Shema Gorom HaChet, because we have the schus of the Ovis. It's a chesed ma'alov Yiv Hashem Teiz, the schus Ovis for 2,000 generations, which were 200 since the Ovis. And the Mela, I feel confident. But we just pointed out with the Medrash that that's not confidence in Hashem. There's a danger of feeling confidence in my own level of spiritual growth and achievement rather than in the chesed Hashem. And for that, therefore, I would like to suggest an alternative kavona in the Shmoneh Esrei that we say every day, and that will give a new meaning to the word that we say after Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei. And allow me. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov demonstrated the ultimate love of Hashem. Avraham Avinu with the Akedah without any hesitation, without any questioning that yesterday you promised me that Yitzchak is my Yoresh for the future, and now you say, Hallel. No question. Yitzchak, no question. He was happy to go. He just told his father, please mind me on the Akedah. Yaakov Avinu takes whatever it comes, as long as it doesn't interfere with my avodas Hashem, with my relationship with Hashem. These people had an unparalleled sense of avodas Hashem. They loved Hashem to such an extent that there was no questions, there was no hesitation, there was nothing too difficult, there was nothing else to think about except fulfilling the will of Hashem. Machmas mitoich ahavoso oisa, because the love that they had for Him. And we know that when they always have love for Hashem, Hashem loves the Ovis. He reciprocates. And he reciprocates with a love for their descendants as well. We are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hashem is Elokeinu. He's our God. His name is upon us. But Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. His love for them was so great that he placed his name upon them. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. When we invoke the intense love Kaviyochel that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, then we have a new sense of ability to achieve what we wish, not only because of the love, but because machmas that love Hashem is called Kael. Kael, as the Goyim explains, is a lashon of gvura, strength. But the ultimate gvura is kivish kasoi kedei l'rachim. Hashem overpowers Kaviyochel, his anger against Klal Yisrael, in order to have Rachmanas on us. And so we say, Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We invoke how much love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. And machmas, and because of, and as a result of that love, when he sees us in a bad way, he's kovish kasei, he overpowers his anger with his love, in order to have rachamim and to save us. Therefore, when we begin the Shmoneh Esrei and we invoke the love that Hashem had for the Ovis, then that love applies to their descendants. And because of that, Hashem overpowers his anger against us and he has mercy on us. Therefore, the fear of Shema Goram HaChet can dissipate, can disappear. And I stand in front of Hashem confident that he's going to answer my tefillah, because I know the extent of his love. I know the extent of his love's ability to cause him to overpower the anger that he rightly should have against me and to have I rely on that Rachmanis in order to be able to continue and to achieve those things that I so direly desire, crave, and pray for. And I think that in times such as these, when the need is great, the dangers are overwhelming, the pachad is nirvoyim, that we have to rededicate ourselves to developing bitochen and Hashem. We have to be able to use the Shemoneh Esrei to strengthen that bitochen. We have to be able to think that, yes, we may not be worthy of all of the chesed from Hashem that we want, but on the other hand, despite everything else, that we know that Hashem has such love, intense love for Klal Yisrael, that machmas that love, he kivish, he overpowers his anger, and he has rachmonis on us, and he's ready to grant us the yeshuas and the chomis and the refuas that we need. Let's hope that Hashem, in the merit of the great love that the Oveis has for him, in the reciprocating love, kaviyochol, that he has for the Oveis and for their descendants, that he's kivish the kaas against us for all of our shortcomings, and he has great rachmonis on us, and it should be for Klal Yisrael throughout the world, a time of refuah, a time of Yeshua, a time of hatzlocha for us and for all of Klal.